The Earl Ingram Show is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we
yes, it's the wisdom of Marvin Gaye. On a Wednesday, how you doing? Stu Daniels here, along with my buddy Evan. Brother, how you doing?
What is up, my friend? Oh, I'm so excited. So good to see you.
Yep, we are filling in tonight for Earl Ingram on the Earl Ingram Show. We hope you'll join us. We thank you for joining us by listening, but also we hope you'll call in and give us some of your thoughts. We've got several topics to cover this evening or this afternoon, late afternoon. The phone number, by the way, is 844-967-2789. And I believe listeners can text us at that number, too. Is that right, Evan?
That's correct. I'm sitting here. I see him stream in. We can have a chat.
Yeah. So if you want to text us instead of calling, feel free. And also, if you want to send me an email message, you can do that. My email address is stewmanradio. Stu is spelled S-T-U, stewmanradio@gmail.com. So let's dive right into it. I guess before we do, Evan, how you doing today? Okay.
Oh, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing real well.
That's cool. Now, did you get a chance to hear Crudy's show at all? The Devil's Advocate show that precedes this show?
I did.
Yeah. And you heard about the bag of hammers reference, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like the gloves are coming off among the Republicans. But I think that, did you hear why? Nicholson, and by the way, for our listeners that aren't familiar with what we're talking about, evidently Republican Kevin Nicholson said that anybody who used the words that Rebecca Clayfish used would be as dumb as a bag of hammers.
Classic.
Right?
And yeah. That's it's troubling, man. When I had heard Ms. Clayfish's statements yesterday, and, you know, yeah, regarding ballot harvesting and what she'll do once she get elected, you know, oh, man, ugh, not a good look.
She's, she's going full Trump. And in case, for those of you that haven't been following the story, in addition to saying that she wants her followers to do this ballot harvesting thing, collecting these ballots, and what do you think the chances are some of those folks would cheat in that, exercise. But anyway, the other thing that she said, which was just as crazy, is that it's time to hire mercenaries. And that's something that the right has brought up for many, many years, that somehow the Democrats hire people to come in from out of state in truckloads to either vote or sign up for voting or cause havoc or whatever it is. So now they think that they should do that, evidently.
It's old school, like you said. You know, that line's been around for a long, long time, and it doesn't get any less disturbing to me.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I disagree with Mr. Nicholson when he says that Rebecca Clayfish may be as dumb as a bag of hammers. I'm not saying I disagree with him at all.
Sure.
But I'm just saying this is funny to see these Republicans going at each other like this, especially as things seem to be getting more serious on both sides of the aisle. If you have a comment on this, feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. It's Stu Mann and Evan filling in for Earl tonight on the Earl Ingram Show. Wondering what you are thinking in this battle between these folks. The headline in the Journal Sentinel goes, quote, "as dumb as a bag of hammers." And then there's a colon that says, "Kevin Nicholson goes after fellow Republican Rebecca Clayfish on ballot harvesting strategy." Going to give you just a little bit of this story from the Journal Sentinel. It says Rebecca Clayfish's plan to use ballot harvesting in her bid for governor is getting mixed reviews from Republicans, with some championing the notion and one of her potential primary opponents saying anyone who supports the idea is quote, as dumb as a bag of hammers, end quote. And Marine veteran Kevin Nicholson made the comment at an event Tuesday in Oshkosh hours after the Journal Sentinel reported Clayfish over the weekend called on Republicans to, quote, hire mercenaries, end quote, and host ballot gathering events to compete with Democrats in 2022, and then ban the practice after she is elected.
I think that transparency is really interesting. As I understand it, ballot harvesting is somewhat of a gray area, that if you do it very, very specific ways, you're not breaking the law. But then again, it's not all that hard to break the law by harvesting ballots. And this just, I don't know, it seems kind of on brand, even for them, as far as let's do these things and then blame these things for our problems.
Yeah, and it does seem that cheating is the way to go right now for the Republicans, because that's probably the only way they can win, and it looks like they are willing to admit it at this point. So let me give you just a little bit more of this story here. It says, quote, this is the quote from Nicholson now. He says, our goal should be to build and maintain trust in a system designed to peacefully transfer power. I can't disagree with him there either. He goes on and says, ballot harvesting, which is the breaking of the legal chain of custody of ballots by political operatives, erodes people's faith in elections. So that's the statement from Nicholson. If you have a comment on this, give us a call, 844-967-2789. By the way, a spokesman for Rebecca Clayfish, Alex Zimmerman, said, quote, elections are a zero-sum game, and any Republican who isn't willing to use the left's own tactics against them isn't serious about victory in 2022.
Oof. It makes my head hurt. It makes my head hurt, Stu.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't make this stuff up, right?
You really you could try, but they'd call you insane and boring.
One of the other topics that I wanted to mention today is that new analysis of the election, the election that we just had last November, a year ago, 2020 election. And this is also from the Journal Sentinel. It says, a look back at 2020 underscores the role the education divide played in Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin. Now, let me ask you this, Evan. Who do you think the smart people voted for?
What do you mean?
And who do you think the dumb people voted for? Okay, I shouldn't say dumb. It's less educated,
sure,
according to the analysis. Let me give you a little bit of this. It says, a new analysis of Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin last year underscores the role that two overlapping groups of voters played in his victory here over Donald Trump. It's college-educated white voters and suburbanites. The story goes on and says, these voters were critical for Biden because Democrats lost ground with other key segments of the electorate, according to the analysis released Wednesday. That's today by Catalyst, a leading progressive analytics firm. Okay, here's one for example. It says, Biden did slightly worse in 2020 than Democrat Hillary Clinton did in 2016 with non-college whites in Wisconsin, the big blue-collar vote that served as Trump's political base. This group is more than half the state's electorate. That's non-college whites. It says Democrats made small gains with these voters nationally last year, but not in Wisconsin. We'll get to some more of this analysis, but I believe we have a caller on the line before we go to the break. Who do we have?
We sure do. We've got Andy from Beaver Dam.
All right. Andy from Beaver Dam, what do you have to offer for us today?
Well, Stu, I have a big batch of ignorance. How do you define ballot harvesting? I mean, who can legally take the ballot to be counted? I mean, that's where my confusion is as far as, the term is thrown around.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So forth, but I don't know, in Madison, they would collect the ballots, absentee ballots at the parks or whatever, but how you define that, or from your educational standpoint as far as that term and what it means?
Yeah, the law is kind of gray in that more than half of the states allow harvesting of some kind, but it normally agents such as family members, persons in the same household, things like that. So, you know, when you just sort of put up a box on the street and implore people to drop off their ballots from all over town, I don't know that that is legal.
Right. And going door to door to collect ballots, that's also illegal.
That's
correct. But the thing is, my guess is if I was going to try to do something like that, you know, you'd want to get people who are deputized by the election commission in your county to do such things. You know, people get deputized or they have to get sworn in if they want to go work at the polls in most states. But then also, if you get the League of Women Voters involved, I'm sure they would help oversee something like that if you wanted to do that in your state. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, and I mean, they've been honking and hollering about, you know, the fact that all the whole thing is crooked, and yet the people that are collecting the ballots are nonpartisan paid officials. I mean, you know, what's the incentive? I mean, I don't know.
Right.
They've been talking about this almost a year now since the election in 2020. You know, I don't know. It's just... it's so idiotic, but I don't know. That's the Republicans for you these days. I don't know. They're they're desperate for whatever they can get away with. So
I think you cued on an important word there, desperate.
Desperate. That's what I saw that word in bright lights when he said that. Man, that is it. They are desperate. Andy, thank you very much for the call. That was a great call, and I agree with you. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. You know, I mean, there's official ways to do it, but having people round up ballots from their friends and associates is not the right way to do it. We'll talk more after the break. Stick around, 844-967-2789. You're listening to the Earl Ingram Show with Stu Mann and Evan.
Right.